speak about translating sankhara as the volitional formation.
Transcending?
Translate sankhara as volitional formation.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, one, I think he's trying to make a distinction between because the sankhara in the khandhas has a particular meaning, and of course the meaning is around the, because sankhara literally means constructed, fabricated, formulated, formed. Coming to being with different parts, and then in the context of the five khandhas, then sankhara are the formations of thought that are, and its distinguishing characteristic is volition. Intention, thought, and emotion. So that loving kindness is a volitional formation. Anger is a volitional formation. Mindfulness is a volitional formation. Wisdom is a volitional formation. Restlessness and worry is a volitional formation. So these are in terms of the context of the five khandhas, the use of volitional formation is that trying to get the context of both the that a sankhara is something that is fabricated, constructed, but it's a thought construction, and the thought is also generated through volition and intention. Emotions included in that, which is different. Say the vedana as feeling is not feeling as emotion, but feeling as kind of like affect tone, the feeling tone of an experience. So that when you something that is painful, pleasant, or neutral. So it's something that is very basic in the realm of cognition and experience, whereas the realm of emotion is happiness and joy, or sorrow and lamentation, grief and despair. Those are volitional formations.